My first question is, when did you first realize you were made for fashion?
I think that was like during my NYC. That was like, that's like, I think, when I was in school, yeah, what people just compliment is that you dress nice, you dress nice. That was just all. So I never actually think about going to fashion till I got to NYC. So I just took the decision to just be a normal fashion influencer, which is like a fashion model. So just through that, so people get to tell me, how do you know how to combine this? How do you know how to combine this? How's that going to styling? So it was not really like styling shit.
Of course, yeah, I believe they are not wrong. They're right, because you know how to, like, you know, put things together and they always come out nice. Most especially if you're the one rocking it. Yeah, I've noticed that about you. Yeah, because I'm a fellow that I have high for fashion, and even though I don't have the time to like walk through it, but I am a lover of fashion. Yeah. And when I see a fashionista, I know them once I, you know, set my eyes on them. So thank you for that. My next question goes thus. The name I need, what's the meaning behind it?
I feel like everyone, there's something around me, yeah.
I feel you should, you know, give us, I mean, broad explanation.
Yeah. There's something about me generally. If I want to work with someone, that's why when I probably charge someone like high price, they get to be like, oh, your price is too. The thing is, I tend to kind of go for quality, because what I cannot wear, trust me, if I'm getting outfits for you, or you probably tell me to do something for you, what I cannot wear, I cannot do it for you, I cannot give it to you. And me, I always like, even though they are not expensive, then you feel the quality. So I came up with the brand I need. The I there is just like an I, then the need followed. I'm someone that tries, or I don't really say, okay, it's just all about running for me or something. Like I tried different things. So that was why I said I need. So anything I'm probably trying and I put it out for sale, just trust me, they're going to be quality.
Whoa, yeah, but I'm curious, what inspires you, like, you know, to create? You said you can just, you know, wake up and feel like you want to create this, you want to create. Is that, you know, this particular moment or mood that made you feel like, if I want to create, or you can just wake up, maybe freshen up, do your morning routine, then be like, okay, fine, today I'm creating? Or it is when you are inspired by something, you feel like creating?
No, it's not always planned sometimes. I mean, sometimes it could actually be like, sometimes I could actually wake up from bed and feel very down. I might not want to create anything. If I don't want to create anything, I just listen to music or just watch movies. That's what I do, like, during my leisure time. But then if I want to create, there's something. My inspiration is like, I want to have like a print, like my thumbprint on Nigeria, in Nigerian fashion market also. So I tend to search for, things that are not really that in the market, or they might actually be in the market, or things that people don't really. I mean, when everyone is having their eye on, okay, like doing runnets, doing like couple designs of runnets, I'm actually just be thinking about designing caps, because caps are not really what people actually put their eye on. But then everyone is really, they just find something and try to create something out of it. So it's just like my inspiration comes from being, I just want to be different from others. Literally, there's nothing new, but then at the same time, I just want to be different. Nothing is actually new again. I feel like no matter what, if you actually come up with an idea and you check back to the 90s, they might, someone have probably tried it out.
Yeah.
Everything matters in art and designs. Every little thing matters.
All right. I don't want us to like waste much time. The next question, I feel like you've styled people. Now, you are designing for people. What's the difference?
Like, both actually goes and in hand. This is how it works, yeah. If I want to style someone, especially if it's not something simple, and if it's like something like complicated or something. Let me use the word complicated. So I probably like sketch or search for ideas, then come up with the design. When I come up with the design, I find people that could actually work on the design for me. So, like if it's like cups or this thing, I could actually work on them. Something that doesn't really take my time. But if it's something that is going to be very tedious, I just have to have someone that will be able to interpret my work. So I just investigate and kind of supervise the person to the person gets whatever I'm trying to interpret out. So both actually work hand in hand together.
Great, great. What kind of person is I Need made for?
I feel like I Need is made for everyone. I feel like I Need is made for people that really want quality and doesn't actually have to think about. There's something, everything around the brand is centered around the way I see people and the way people see things also. I mean, if I want to get clothes now, so far if I feel the texture and I feel like this thing works the amount, or I feel like the way they brought it, the packaging, I'll be like, you know, there are some things that when you see the packaging already, you don't say, okay, I don't enter money. And you get some things where you say, even after the packaging, you see the main thing, you'll be like, oh, this thing actually works it. So personally, if I'm going to be buying a jean, or let me use an example of going to market, because I run the market a lot. If I'm going to buy a jean of, let's say, 80,000 or around that 70,000 for someone, he has to give me the quality I want. Like when I touch it, it's not just like the ordinary one that's going to be like 25 or 30. Mm-hmm. So you have to give me like the quality I want. So the quality is the main thing I'm dealing with. Is it that you're getting quality or no, nothing at all?
Yeah.
If you are someone that wants something different, I mean, something you could actually not get in the market. You know, when you get to the market, I don't want to use Yoruba. If this person is not buying from you,
they'll
be like, oh, I'll get it at, I'll just go to market and get it. If you probably don't get it from me, you might actually get it from another person, but you're going to walk like 200,000 miles to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So it will give you actually little or no option that to come back.
So basically, it's for everybody that knows like the what of what they really want.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to the next. What's this one challenge you faced while building I Need, and how did you overcome it?
Anxiety. I mean,
anxiety.
Anxiety is mad, yeah. I'm actually someone that deals with because every little thing is actually like if I want to start a client, I always be like, oh, if this thing does not come out the way I want. But then, you know, when you know you are capable of doing it and at the same time you are scared of yourself, I don't know how that works. But then anxiety is actually the main factor, because When I was creating the brand, I make sure I look out for names that are actually very special. Like, apart from the fact that, you know, there are some names that when you pronounce, you know that, okay, this thing sounds luxury. Or when you see that, you probably know that, okay, this thing. So I have to look out for that. Even though I'm still kind of very small and still building my brand. So I still have to look out for that. Like, the name has to be like what I want. Like, you have to be like, okay, what you're going to pronounce in the next 10 years are still going to stand. Like, it's still going to stand in the market.
Not so much. Yeah. That
will go with time.
So that will stand the test of time.
Yeah, exactly. So that was what actually, anxiety is like the major problem of me creating.
Okay, thank you for that. On to the next. Could you describe the I Need aesthetic in three words?
I mean, quality, originality, and scarcity. Yeah.
Whoa, applaud you, Faye. I love that. Brilliant. That was quick, yeah? I love that. Okay, the next question. What feeling do you want, you know, people to have when they wear I Need?
you know, there's something about if I'm doing my thing, sometimes I plan on doing like a pre-sale. Like, you know what a pre-sale mean? A pre-sale mean like before the main brand
comes. Yep, I know about that.
Like, you have your hand on the brand already, and you probably get it at a lesser rate than the actual price. So I want the feeling that there's something about my branding. My branding makes like I feel like, you know what, I feel we are going to retake this interview, if you don't mind, when I have like, because when I have all my packaging ready, so I'll be able to explain very well. Like, I have something like this, so I'll be able to explain very well, but then we can have this one or
done. Yeah, I feel like we can actually have this, you know, because you said you'll be launching and you made mention of you expecting some stuff and, you know, being delayed by some people, I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this could actually be, I mean, just to like prepare your audience for the forthcoming launching. You get me?
Yeah, that's our problem. Yeah.
Is there a signature piece from the first drop that means a lot to you?
A signature piece that meant a lot.
Yeah, that means a lot to you.
From the first drop.
The first drops.
I mean,
you know, you'll be launching, so automatically you have some piece you want to like show your community.
I mean, you know, there is this thing about this particular pattern at the side of the bag. This actually means a lot to me. And like everything about this bag, I won't even lie, like the pattern beside. And I have like every little details matters. I mean, I have an order here. Like, you could actually hang anything you want here. Like, you could actually hang anything that you want. So then I have like a zipper. I mean, the bag itself, like all about the bag.
I'm not gonna lie. I love this bag. Honestly speaking, this is actually one of my favorite. Honestly, yeah. From your drops, stuff you've been showing, I love the bag in particular. It's quite big. Yeah, I feel if you could actually, you know, preview some stuff, maybe one or two, aside the bag you've shown. So maybe, I mean, you made mention of caps, and I overheard you saying tie and all. Can you probably show?
Like, my leather tie. I'm actually working on my leather tie.
And are you not going to be having that as one of your drops, your first drops? I mean.
No. The bag is just gonna be like the first drop. Then other ones we follow. Other ones we follow. Yeah. So I have like this cup is like a prototype. Like a prototype of what I'm actually doing. So this is like a prototype. It's not like the main, like, you know what a prototype is. And I have like this, I have this.
Not like the main thing, yeah. I understand.
I have this.
Wow, beautiful piece.
I mean, this is something like I could actually bet it with you 100 times that you cannot buy them, you cannot see them anywhere.
No lies. Okay. Whoa.
Then I have like this.
It's giving urban style.
Yeah. It's gonna be like they're just like normal cups. So I was the one that actually came up with
the touchings and all, yeah.
I make them like a flannel cups, so they're just. I'm actually looking forward to. I know I'm gonna probably come back. Me and you, I'm gonna come back to this video in the next years. I'm probably looking forward to collaborating with probably Nike or something like someday. I mean,
whoa!
It could be like they fuck with one of my stores, like my design or something. So yeah.
Yep. Who is your? Someone you can say, okay, in this fashion community is your mentor or someone you look up to? Or a fashion stylist that motivates you?
What if I tell you I don't really have someone that actually push me except myself? But then looking up to someone doesn't really. I have Fario, the creative director of Louis Vuitton. I have Nigo, creative director for Apes. In Nigeria, let me say, I have this This fashion stylist, I mean, I have like two or three stylists in Nigeria that actually, there's this guy too, like, he's just like a content creator like me too, he's just coming up. The guy is actually very creative. Wisdom.
Wisdom. Wisdom. The person you're referring to just now.
Kanye. The guy that does okay. That does all these centuries, like the dress and all. So I kind of fuck with like a lot with his stuff. I mean, who we actually not see him and fuck with his stuff. It's always fucking.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really, you know, appreciate this opportunity you gave me. So I'll work on what we've got. I'll make a post about it.
Okay, thank
and
you.
I would like if you can just, you know, give it a repost.
That's not a problem.
So if you're willing to, like, you know, have this again, well, I'm all yours.
Sure. I'll actually be willing to have this again. I mean, it could be like Tuesday night, Monday night. We could actually, okay. Because we have like all my things for me. Like, I have like all my.
Okay. That would be good. Even with the fact that I'm gonna, you know, post this, that could actually come as the second phase.
That's not a problem.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you too.